prophet. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidinil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One of the sections in this kitab, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if you can see him, by Sheikh Ayed Al-Qarni. He has got a section here which he calls Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved prophet. Now we had discussed on different nights on how the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love that they shown. So he in this kitab asks a question, that what made them love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this. So I'm just going to read it from here, because he has written it so very beautifully. So I'm just going to read exactly what he has written here. He starts off the section by quoting an ayat of the Quran Sharif, the meaning of which is, those who believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they honor him, help him, and follow the light, that means referring to the Quran Sharif, which has been sent down with him. In a Hadith Sharif, it is related that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person cannot have perfect iman until I become more beloved to him than his children, his father, and all people. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be the most beloved to us. Then only a person's iman is, you know, can come near perfection. Whoever studies the biographies of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum knows of the profound love they felt for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A love that controlled their every emotion. A love that cannot be matched by the love that a person feels towards his son, his father, his mother, or his wife. A love that reached the innermost regions of their hearts. But why did they love him so much? This is a legitimate question, for throughout history no group of people have loved their leader, their king, their spiritual guide, or anyone else for that matter, as much as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tried their best to imitate his every action, and they obeyed his every command. They were willing to use their bodies as human shields to protect him, and they were willing to do anything to protect not just his life but his honor as well. Some of them were in such awe of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they were never able to look directly at his Mubarak face, to fix their gaze on him long enough to get a clear image of him. In answer to his command, some of them went out to foreign lands, knowing that certain death awaited them at the hands of Islam's enemies, and yet they were happy to leave, as if to say they were going to spend their first night with a new bride. Such was the degree to which they loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and believed in his message. In every possible way, they preferred Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam over their own selves. They preferred his happiness over their own happiness. They desired his comfort, even if it meant that they had to struggle and work hard. And they desired that he should eat his fill, even if that meant they would have to go hungry. They would never raise their voices over the voice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would never force their opinion upon him or decide to do something without first seeking his decision and then submitting to it. They loved him, they obeyed him, they were in awe of him, and they strove to follow every aspect of his sunnah. As for the causes of their love for him, well, there are many causes. The greatest of them being that he was not just a man, but he was also the messenger of the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the chosen one from mankind and jinnat. Allah Ta'ala sent him to take mankind out of the darkness of disbelief and to bring them into the light of true Islamic Tawheed. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent him to take people by the hand and lead them to Jannah, which is as wide as the heavens and the earth. And they loved him not just because he was a messenger of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, even though that was the main reason why they loved him, but also because of his noble qualities and wonderful manners. He won them over with the wonderful way in which he dealt with them and with the kindness and generosity that he constantly bestowed upon them. In spending time with him, they constantly felt spiritual elation and a strengthening of their iman. They felt this way after having spent years wandering in darkness, kufr and ignorance. He after all was the one who washed their souls by the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the filth of shirk. He was the one who purified their insides from the sins of kufr and who washed their hearts from the shame of worshipping idols. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them how to lead a noble life, and he filled their chests with happiness after they had spent years feeling confused and miserable. He built in their hearts fortresses of iman after their hearts had been a barren wasteland of doubt and misguidance. Before he came to them with his message, they lived like wandering beasts. They had no faith, no manners, no prayer, no charity, no light and no righteousness. Theirs was a gloomy and dark life which involved worshipping false idols, perpetrating lewd acts, senselessly imbibing large quantities of alcohol, needlessly spilling the blood of innocent people and constantly plundering and destroying one another's villages and towns. They had no purpose, no real reason to wake up every morning, for they did not know Allah Ta'ala. And there is no true life without knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And they knew nothing of the hereafter. They simply wandered in their misguidance, wasting away the hours and days of their empty lives and waiting for their insignificant deaths. They had hearts that were harder than stones and souls that were darker than the darkest part of the night. They did not contemplate the universe around them. They did not care about the sanctity of human life. They did not care whether they gained wealth through honest or dishonest means. They, as a people, did not uphold any higher principles or values. Doesn't this all ring a bell? This is describing us today. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had an excuse to be this way because they had no guidance. We got no excuse for being this way. But this is exactly our description. Hearts harder than stones, souls darker than the darkest part of the night. Husbands plotting the murder of their own wives, wives plotting the murder of their husbands, children plotting the murder of their parents, parents murdering their children. When Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala willed to save them, to bring them happiness and to bestow upon them success, He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them. Then it was as if they were reborn, and it was as if the world was born anew as well. Wahi began to descend upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam would go back and forth between the heavens and the earth, always bringing new teachings of the divine law that was being revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That divine law meant happiness for Allah Ta'ala's slaves and uprightness for the community of Muslims. Thereafter, good deeds, after a long period of being absent on earth, began to be performed on a regular basis. Masajid began to be built. Slaves began to be freed. hearts began to be filled with knowledge and iman, bodies began to be purified, and prayer began to be performed. The Quran Sharif was now recited and studied, and this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam were now being collected among students of knowledge. Furthermore, an entire nation became freed from the shackles of slavery to other created beings, and the most beautiful civilization the world has ever known began to develop and flourish. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam because it was through him that they came to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because it was he who informed them about what they had to do in order to gain the good pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Loving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the least that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum could do to honor him. For he was the one who showed them the straight path that leads to Jannah and warned them against every form of misguidance and against anything that leads to Jahannam. He was the one who said to them, O people, say, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and you will succeed. Regarding Salah, he said to them, perform your salah as you see me performing my salah. Regarding Hajj, he said to them, take from me your rites of Hajj. He taught them his sunnah and he said to them, whosoever turns away from my sunnah is not from me. And he exhorted them to fear Allah Ta'ala, saying to them, the person among you who fears Allah Ta'ala the most, then he is the most knowledgeable about Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person is me. That I fear Allah Ta'ala the most. Because the more knowledge, the more ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala a person enjoys, the more khashiyat of Allah Pak will come into his heart. So he says that the one who fears Allah Ta'ala the most is the most knowledgeable with regards to Allah Ta'ala. And that person is me. Through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala saved the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum from Jahannam. Through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum from spiritual blindness and misguidance. And through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala saved the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum from ignorance. How could the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, nay, how could Muslims in general not love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he is the ideal role model for all of their good deeds? When one performs any act of worship, be it wudu, salah, roza, zakat, hajj, remembering Allah Ta'ala, one has to first imagine how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed that act of ibadah. And only then can one perform that act of ibadah properly. How can Muslims not love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he is a guide, teacher and example for them in every aspect of their lives? How can Muslims not love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he invited people through his sayings and his actions to everything that is good and virtuous? Truthfulness, justice, peace, mercy, brotherhood, generosity, etc. And how can Muslims not love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he warned them and he tried to save them from all forms of evil such as oppression, transgression, and injustice? The day one starts practicing the teachings of Islam, the day upon which one begins to follow the example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the day one is truly born. Up until then, he is like a dead person walking on earth, just occupying space, living an empty life. The happiness of every individual on earth hinges upon following the example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since he alone of all human beings was upon the truth in everything he said and did. All of our sayings and deeds must first be scrutinized in order to see whether they are in accordance with his sayings and deeds. For he is the standard of all that is good, and his sunnah is the yardstick by which all else is measured. How beautifully he explains the muhabbat that a person must have for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why a person must have that level of muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On earth, in this dunya, many a times we hear of different people in different professions. Say for example, a person is sick,